Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. I'm reaching out on a recorded line, Lori. This is in regards to an inquiry for the Depo Provera lawsuit.
A what? Oh, okay.
The birth control.
Yeah.
Do you recall submitting the inquiry?
Yes, last night.
Okay, so we'll work quick.
I got out of the hospital last night, yesterday.
What did they diagnose you with?
I have a tumor on my brain stem.
Did they call it meningioma?
Yep. Yes, they did. They believe that's what it is.
Do you have a diagnosis yet of that?
Well, I haven't seen. I was at Upstate University, but I got to see my neurosurgeon because I have. Well, he takes care of another thing that I have. I have an aneurysm, but this just came on. Friday morning, I got up. I couldn't walk. I was stumbling, dizzy, vertigo. And then I couldn't see. Everything was blurry. I couldn't talk hardly. And I was all confused. And that, because I went to the bank, or we went to the bank, it took me like 4 deposit slips to get it right. Then I went to the tax office to pay my back taxes. I couldn't even write the check. I had to have her fill it out, and I signed it. I thought I was having a stroke because we looked up the symptoms. So my daughter took me to the emergency room at Community General, and I think they did a CAT scan, and then they shipped me to Upstate, and I was there till last night from Friday. They did an MRI there. And then they came in yesterday morning. The neuro team came in, or not, neurology team came in, and they told me that's what, he spelled it out. He wrote it on a piece of paper. That's what they believe it to be. Because after I got to the hospital, though, things cleared up. I don't know if it was inflamed or what is pressing on.
Well, let me ask you a question. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's at that point in time I want to. Do you have that little piece of paper?
Yeah.
And what's it say on it? Tell me what it says.
Dr. Michael wrote it, and it's M-E-N-I-N-G-I-O-M-A. And then I asked Google, what is it? And then all I seen was the lawsuits come up. And I was on it for 2.5 years when my daughter was born because I didn't want my – well, I breastfed her for 2.5 years. And the Dr. Caputo said that was the only thing I could do to have my milk not dry up because regular birth control pills will dry your milk up.
When was that?
My daughter was born in 97, and okay. I have – and then – well, what I did – what happened, I seen a commercial – or not a commercial. We were watching a show. I can't remember what it was about, prison people or something. And they said they used it to clinically castrate.
They did, yeah. Oh, it's nasty.
Sex crimes. Right. And then I said, oh, my God, that's what's wrong with me. Because I didn't have any libido. Well, I didn't really realize it, but my other, her dad did.
Hold on. I'm going to want to hear all this.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm going to want to hear all this. Let me back up a little bit, though, because that was kind of a little bit of information gathering, if you will. Let me back up just a little bit and introduce myself. You're Lori, correct?
Correct.
I'm Randy Reese. Randall Reese is my real name. It's just like the peanut butter cups, okay?
Okay, I'm Lori Lozo.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You filled out the inquiry. I've got it. But I do need to tell you I'm on a recorded line. But however, that's really for more so your protection. I'm not going to tell you anything that you know, really doesn't make any sense, but would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this depo? I think you've told me enough. We might be able to get a claim. If not, at least you'll have the information that I'm going to need to file this claim, which you're going to have if you don't have it very, very soon.
What do I need?
Well, let's start. So would you like just play along if you don't mind, Lori, okay? And I am going to text you my name, my phone number. You can Google me as well, Randy Reese. I'm here in Irvine, California. What state are you in, by the way?
New York. Syracuse, New York.
Perfect. I've been there once. Okay.
I was in Southern California when I was 21. I lived there for a year.
Oh, did you? That's where we're at. Irvine is in Southern California. It's changed. I don't know how old you are. You sound young, so I don't know how old you are. I'm old.
I'm 64. I'll be 65 next August. I'm retired now.
August what?
August 2nd.
Ah, okay. I'm the 16th of August is why I asked that. What? But, and guess what? I'm a year older than you. How's that?
Well.
No, I'm doing good though. Trust me. I really,
I've
you know
retired
what?
I've been retired since I was 50, let's see, no, not, since 2018, because
What did you do?
I worked for the New York State Thruway Authority through the state.
Okay.
28 years. I took a big hit, though, with going 2 years early.
You probably did the right thing, though. Let me
because I had my mom here, and she couldn't take care of herself, and my significant other had cancer, and he had to be, he would have been put in a nursing home if I didn't.
Yeah, no, I went through that with my mom and my brother and my wife's mom. But anyways, hold on. I promise we'll have time to chit-chat. I do promise you that. Now, do you receive text messages? Because I do want to send you my contact information.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Let me see something. Somebody sent me something. Are these my of our business? Whatever.
This is my home number you're calling. This is a landline.
Oh, what's your mobile?
Huh?
What's your mobile?
315-382. 4350.
Okay, 4350. All right.
I have the name of the doctor, actually.
Well, I'm going to ask you all that. That's what I'm saying. So hold your hat, if you don't mind there, young lady.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You no apology
I have a bottle
necessary.
Of testosterone stuff he gave me later, and I still have it in the cupboard.
Okay. All right. We're going to get to all that. Because you know what? I think you might have enough here to file a claim. If not, like I said, you're going to have the information that you're going to need, and if we have to, we could finish it up. Let's see what you got. Hold on there. I just sent you a text to your mobile. That's me. Now, let me go back, all right? I promise. Let's go through this real quick. It'll only take a few minutes, and then we could go back to kind of just having the conversation part of it. But I do want to, again, start here so these guys know where to pick up on the recording. That's our compliance team.
Yeah.
Again, so you would like to see if you meet, we are on a recorded line. You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. Yes?
Yes.
Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yes.
No, you haven't got an attorney to assist you with filing
the
claim.
Oh, no. I thought you said you want an attorney to file the claim.
No, but that's the next question. Are you willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any attorney? But most importantly, Lori, you haven't signed any documents. Are you willing to affirm that? Yes?
Yeah, I just looked this up yesterday.
No, you're fine. Now, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct, unless something happens to me when I have the surgery.
I promise we'll get to that, too. It's going to go quick, though.
That's what they sent me home for, to get my affairs in order.
Don't say that. Oh, no, they didn't tell you that, did they really?
At upstate, but I'm not going to upstate. I'm going to Kraus. I have a neurologist.
Don't listen to them. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yep.
Now, this is just a question. We got to think about this, so don't go into a bunch, because these are required questions. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least a year? Mm-hmm. Now, you told me you took it for 2.5 years, correct?
Correct.
Now,
every 3 months I got a shot.
And you got that little paper from your doctor that says meningioma on it, correct?
Yes.
What is the date he gave you that paper?
Yesterday morning.
So that would have been November 17th.
Correct.
Okay. Going to keep that date here handy, because we're going to need it.
He gave it to me after he walked away. I looked it up.
I'm sure you did. Good for you.
I Googled it, and then when he came back, I said, look at this. And he said,
yeah. All right. So back to the question. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year, correct? Yes. Okay. Now, what we have so far on your diagnosis date would be November 17th, 2024.
Yes.
Now, what is your date of birth? You already told me this. I didn't write it down. You August something.
8-2 of 1960.
60. I'm 59. I mean, you're a 59. Now, remember, if you have family, friends, loved ones that also got sick from this, please give them my name and number. Enough of that, okay? Now, do you remember? Now, this is a required question. Did you consume the brand name Depo-Provera? Is that what you used?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
I used to have to go to the pharmacy and pick it up, and then go to the doctor, and he'd inject it in me.
Okay. Good. Good that you had to do that. Good that you know the answer. Bad about what it did to you. I don't mean to seem insensitive. I'm really, really but kind of bummed out about this whole thing, and I went to Pfizer's website, and they're still kind of hush-hush about what it can do to ladies, and it's sad. It is.
Well, they said it took years. This didn't come on overnight. She said
No.
it took years to grow that.
Well, it does. I feel bad for you. It's painful as well. Now, here's another required question. Did you use the Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
All right. Now, can you confirm that you've had at least four or more injections of the Depo-Provera?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992, and the present date?
Yes.
Okay. When do you think to the, now, this could be as best as you can remember. When do you think you started using the Depo?
June of 1997, towards the end, because she was born June 15th of 97, and then after she was born, I went and did it because I wanted birth control, but I didn't want to lose my milk.
Okay. So about the end of June then of 97.
Correct. Maybe the
Okay.
third week.
Okay, I could put the third week. That's the 21st. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll
Okay.
be about right.
Now, to the best of your memory, when did you stop using the Depo?
It would have been 2000.
Okay, approximately what month? Your best guess.
Let's see. 97. It would have been probably close to June,
Okay.
maybe May or June, because I was, I know I maybe, oh yeah, it had to be like May, because I the milk dried up gradually, because I got back on birth control pills when I seen that on TV about the prisoners.
Okay. So probably I put May 1st of 2000.
Yep, that'd be good.
Okay. And then I have to type this one out. It's meningioma. That is the diagnosis that we're referring with today. I hope they expand. You're on the list, and again, unfortunately, I feel so sorry, but that there's other ladies that have other things that they're not allowing a claim on at this time. And anyways, I hope they expand. I've seen them expand on these things. Can you
Are
please
there
confirm?
tumors elsewhere, you mean?
Yes, ex like I'm getting a lot of fibroids on their ovaries. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
And what's your marital status, please?
I've never been married. I was with her dad 35 and a half years, though.
Okay. And please spell your first name. I have it, but for correction, please spell your first name for me.
Lauri.
Lauire.
No, Lauri.
Alrighty, thank you. That's why I do it this way. Please spell your last name for me, Lori.
Lozo, Z as in zebra.
Perfect. Lori Losa. You're an LL. I'm an RR.
I'm LLL. My middle name is Lynn.
LYNN.
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't required, but I went ahead and put it in. Do you have any suffix to your name? LLL? Triple L. I love that.
No, I don't have anything.
And,
I'm just Ms. Lori Lozo.
okay. And I do need your Social Security number for this claim. It only goes to the attorney. Your attorney, so what is that, please?
069-56-2758.
Thank you, ma'am.
Are you not the attorney?
No, I wish I were, but I'm the intake specialist for the attorneys that we work with. But,
Okay.
you know,
I'm
like,
just curious.
no, that's fine.
Well, I don't
And,
ordinarily give people over the phone my Social
no,
Security
I
number.
understand, and that's why I said it's for the attorneys. But keep in mind, you initiated this inquiry, so it's not like it's blind and I'm saying, hey, go get me your credit card. And again, one of the reasons why I mentioned to people that you can go ahead and Google me, Randy Reese. I live in Corona, California. I do come right up. I wish Google didn't have me come right up, but I do. Okay,
Did
so
you just call my cell phone a little bit ago?
no.
Oh, okay. So there was a I had a call and it said telemarketer, and they didn't leave a message, and I tried calling it back, and they wouldn't answer as all. I'm just curious.
No, you picked up the first time that I called, and you called off of our inquiry. So, right. And the number that I sent you is my desk phone, so you would bypass all the recordings and all the you know what I'm saying. You've been through a prompter these days. So you could call me directly. That's, I receive text messages to that number. I have voicemail on that phone. And it's also, if I'm available, I'll answer it.
You're saying you texted me?
Yep.
I don't have it.
315-382-4250. Oh, you know what? It's not 4250, is it? It's 4350.
Correct.
Somebody else got a text. At least I didn't say what it was. This is what happens when you, I think I'm proving I'm older than you too here. Sorry about that. 4350. Okay. All right. Let's do it again. I will tell you this. I do kind of enjoy being on Medicare. This is my first year on that. Okay.
I just got, had a disability hearing and I got, she made a bench decision, and I got instant Medicare.
Good for you.
She actually gave me an extra year of retro pay.
Oh, good for you again. You deserve it.
And then, well, you go to the top of your pay. Well, like if you waited till you were 67 to draw Social Security.
Uh-huh.
And get the full amount, yeah.
Right. So, they bumped you up on that, too. So for your email, I have alfiumara42@gmail.com.
Correct.
And let me copy and paste your alternate. This phone we're on is your alternate. And let me put your mobile number in there. And that is 315-382-4350.
Correct.
And there's your mobile. Now, on the mobile, how do you prefer to be contacted, phone, text, or email?
Well, you're on my landline, so my cell phone service here is sketchy.
Okay.
It just drops sometimes. It's like I walk into the kitchen, I could hear you, but you wouldn't be able to hear me on the cell phone.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a note of that. So we'll just put phone. Do you have a particular best time of the day that you like to be contacted? Did I lose you? Hello? Hello?